You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, A Mother's Influence. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
Some lawyers specialize in corporate law. Others deal primarily with divorce cases. Another group of attorneys deals solely with real estate. But now there is a new category, lawyers who deal exclusively with children who murder their parents. Imagine this. Our society is now degenerated to the point where parent killing is so common that some lawyers spend all their time with this type of heinous crime. Years ago, such a thing would have been unthinkable. Lawyers who are employed full-time defending children who have killed their parents. Of course, one might be tempted to believe that this is the result of the inner city or ghetto environments. An atmosphere often likened unto a human jungle. But such is not the case. One attorney familiar with many such cases explained that the typical young parent killer is white, middle class, above average intelligence, and has had no prior criminal record. At this point, let's be honest, there are many times when parents do ignite the fire of their child's anger, and in some cases, parents throw extra fuel on this fire of anger in order to get back at their children. Parents, when you tease or antagonize your children, this is a very, very serious sin. In the Bible, in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, we read, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord." Such instruction, of course, means not only teaching your children the law of God, the thou shalt and the thou shalt not, but when you parents teach God's word to your children, make your main focus and your primary emphasis on the gospel of forgiveness of sin and the gospel which gives young people power to overcome their anger and the gospel which supports them, even when their parents give up on them. This is important for children because the Lord said so. The psalmist echoes this same promise of God when he says, "For my father and mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up." Sending children to Sunday school to learn about Jesus and God and faith and forgiveness is an excellent idea, but an even more powerful and a much more effective way of training children in the blessed faith is for parents themselves to tell their little children about the blessed Savior. Secular learning specialists agree. Lessons learned by little children remain in their minds and hearts for many, many years, frequently for an entire lifetime. The warm words of a loving father and the kind actions of a caring mother bend the tiny twigs of life which eventually become strong, mature branches. But what makes the training of children by parents most effective is when these little ones see their father and their mother living joy-filled and meaningful lives motivated by the gospel of forgiveness in the Lord Jesus. These same children in later years will surely recall how their parents struggled with the daily challenges of life, and yet this father and mother remained full of hope and full of joy. The loving actions of parents, reinforced by table prayers and bedtime prayers and occasional and spontaneous prayers during the day, each of these spirit-motivated actions and accompanying words which make reference to the God of hope and the Christ of forgiveness, these events, yes, these are the indelible activities which even the devil will never be able to erase from the minds of those you dearly love. Parents, train your child in this way, and when they become older, they will never depart from it. Today, you may be one of those parents who would like, by the power of the Spirit, to plant permanently into the minds of your children that powerful force of faith And love for your children moves you to understand that in our present society, children need all the help that they can get if they are to survive the numerous challenges and the temptations now rampant in our society. But of course, the question is, where does one start? When Philip the missionary met the inquiring eunuch of Ethiopia, they didn't begin their discussion with all types of philosophical questions about God and religion. The Bible explains that from the very beginning, Philip explained Jesus. To this inquisitive man, it is always from Jesus that all discussion of faith and life must begin, no matter whether we are children or adults. In his letter to the Colossians, the Apostle Paul puts everything regarding faith and life into perspective when he said, "In Jesus, all things hold together. Jesus is the head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that he, Jesus, might come to have first place in everything. For it was God the Father's good pleasure that all the fullness dwell in Jesus, and it was also through Jesus that God made forgiveness possible, all through the innocent blood that spilled from Jesus' sin-atoning wounds as he hung on Calvary's crucifixion cross." Oh, this is the most blessed and most holy faith that you parents must teach and express, and through your actions demonstrate to your children. And when crises arrive in your home, let forgiveness be the diffusing, the consoling, and the healing power. Such a lesson of love your children will never forget. And when problems and disagreements arise in your household, in humility and sincerity, never hesitate one moment to say, "Just as God has forgiven me in Jesus Christ, I now forgive you also." Oh yes, the Apostle Paul reminds us of the importance of a stable family, a family where faith in God is central. And this can never be overstated. Stunning statistics put together in three separate studies undertaken by the U.S. Justice Department have yielded amazing and quite unexpected information. These statistics show that more than 50%, yes, more than half of all juvenile delinquents in local jails and state prisons have immediate family members who have also been in prison. These statistics seem to say that when crime touches families, there is at least a 50% chance that these criminals will also infect other family members. Dr. Richard Herrenstein, a professor of psychology at Harvard University, said that these are stunning statistics. Social experts have always known that there has been a family link in criminality, but they were shocked to learn that family members represented such a high percentage of the prison population. One professor from the University of Wisconsin observed that these new statistics, backed by three separate studies, clearly contradicted the earlier popular view that delinquents learn crime from their friends. These statistics, the professor observed, now show that where you really learn delinquency is from your family. And, of course, this latest information touches also upon the highly controversial question of mothers spending less and less time with their children and more time with their careers. Daycare centers and babysitters are surely not evil. However, there is no substitute for a God-fearing mother when it comes to the best influence on a child, an influence that will stabilize the child emotionally and psychologically, and an influence that will make God the center of the child's total existence. The way a child is raised in the earliest years often decides his or her character later in life. A judge who recently sentenced a 22-year-old man to 25 years in prison said to the new prison inmate, "You are partly the victim of your upbringing and an uncaring home." Now, of course, mothers, especially Christian mothers, who need not limit the time spent with their children, they can then also have more opportunities to personally teach the faith to their children, and they also have the time to demonstrate the joy of Christ-centered forgiveness. And so, mothers, today, we want to say that you can be a powerful influence in your family, especially in the faith. This was noted also by the Apostle Paul when he wrote to his young helper Timothy and said, for I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well. Now, no one can deny that when children leave home, especially for college or work, they need to be prepared for the direct attacks of the devil. Some parents openly express their anxiety that teachers, especially some college professors, might deceptively and deviously undermine their child's faith. This is a very legitimate concern. 1 year ago, the New York Times carried a special tribute to Professor Theodore Herzl Gaster. Gaster was extremely influential in popularizing such university courses as comparative religions. These are classes where students are frequently told that all religions are basically the same, and it doesn't really make much difference what you believe. The New York Times, however, also reported that this professor was, and I quote, quick to challenge the truth of the stories that many of his students had learned in the church or the synagogue. Now, there are two ways that concerned parents can confront the threat of teachers who aim to undermine the faith of unsuspecting students. First, concerned parents must do everything to avoid having their child face such unnecessary undermining. This can be done by lovingly counseling the children to avoid all classes at a university, which would in any way cast even the very slightest doubt upon the historic truths of the Christian faith. But even more important, you parents need to stress to your children that the Christian faith is built solidly upon the foundation of historical facts. Jesus was a real man of history, but he was also God in every sense. Jesus was born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life. He died an innocent death. He died violently at the hands of his crucifiers, and then he rose again victoriously by the power of God the Father. These are all facts of history. They are the foundation of the Christian faith, and for this reason, we are urging and encouraging you parents to teach your children these basic historical facts of faith from the Bible. Take your children to Sunday school and to church. Yes, let your children know that real people of history saw Jesus crucified, and they carried his lifeless body to the tomb, and then they saw the Savior again after his resurrection 3 days later from the dead. Parents, your children need to know the true historic faith expressed so clearly by the apostles. After Jesus' resurrection, the apostle John spoke about the Savior as the Word of Life, the one whom they had heard with their ears, the one they had seen with their eyes, and even touched with their hands. Knowledge of and faith in this Jesus will greatly strengthen your children. This God-given faith will also assure them of forgiveness, and this Christ-centered faith will save them. And so, with the blessed assurance of your children's earthly future, and with complete confidence in their blessed heavenly destiny, you, as concerned parents, can then go on living with joy and consolation, for you can know that even if the worst should happen to your children, you shall be reunited again. And this will all occur when Jesus comes again to take you to be with him in his heavenly home. And not only you, however, but Jesus will take with him all who look forward to our Savior's blessed second coming. Oh, parents, love God. Yes, love God and love your children and teach your children about the Lord Jesus Christ. Demonstrate to them forgiveness. Assure them of the heavenly hope. Train your children up in the way that they should go in the gospel. And then when they are old, they will never depart from it. O Lord, on this day we pray that you would look with grace upon all families, strengthen fathers, and especially today encourage the many mothers who are so busy with their family and their work that they are often easily discouraged. Dear Lord, remind all mothers also that because of their special role, they also command a great influence on their children, and thus also upon the entire nation. In Jesus' intercessory name, we pray. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message. The Lutheran Hour is a listener-supported ministry of the International Lutheran Layman's League.